Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud. We are up to Sif Vav, the last word on page Kuf Yud Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 226. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Kol Dover Sha'asr L'Taltalo, anything that is not allowed to be moved, Asr L'Tein Tachtov Kli, you're not allowed to place under it a vessel, Kidei sheyipol l'socho, so the mukta item will fall into the kli, mipnei she'oser ha'kli b'totol, because that would be asering the mutter kli in being moved, v'nimtza mevatel kli me'echeno, and you have cancelled out that kli from its prepared use. So the iser is mimavatel kli me'echeno, so you can't have a mukta item being falling into a kli that would otherwise have been mutter. Ava mutter lichbos olav kli, but what you can do is place a kli over an item that is mukta, ubavad shelo yigabo, as long as you don't touch the mukta item. So you can't put a kli under a mukta item to catch the mukta item, because that's mavatal kli me'echeno, but you can put the kli over the mukta as long as you're careful not to touch it. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav, v'nimtza mevatel, v'have kesoser hakeli. What's the problem of being mevatel kli me'echeno? So zot the Mishabura, it's like you're destroying a kli, because you had a kli that was usable, and now it's becoming no longer usable. If you look at note number 30, he points out this reason the Bir Halacha brings earlier is explained by the Rambam and by Rashi and Shabbos Kufnan Dalid. But in another place, Rashi writes a different iser for the iser of Yimavatel Kli Me'echino, and that is Mipnei Sha'yidesha Kovealo Mokom Harehu Kamechabru Betit. It's like you're actually attaching it with tit, Vidoma Hadover Lamalacha. So it's similar to a malacha, it's like you're doing a malacha. But over here the Mishabura says, the other pshat of Rashi, that it's time being so sir kli, you're destroying a kli, because a kli had a use, and now you're making it unusable. Sivkotan chaf aleph, aval mutter lichbos, but you are allowed to flip a kli that is mutter over a mukta item. Hainu delok Rabbi Yitzchak, this is unlike the shita in the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak, the svirulei, because Rabbi Yitzchak holds the asir letaltel shum kli, elu bishvil davar hamutter letaltel. Rabbi Yitzchak is the opinion of the Gemara that holds you can't move any kli unless it is for the purposes of an item that is allowed to be moved. Meaning, in this case, you're only moving the kli to protect the mukta item, so you're moving a mutter kli for a mukta item that is not for the purposes of a davar hamutter l'taltel, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak holds it's aser. But the Mechaber is telling us over here that we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. We hold that you can take a regular kli and use it for the purposes of just covering the mukta. The only criteria we said is that you have to make sure not to touch the mukta. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chavdeis, v'afagav the mutter liga b'mukta, even though, as we learned earlier a couple of times, you are allowed to touch mukta, k'dela'el b'simen shincheh siv gimel, hacha a beitza koi. Here we're discussing where the mukta item is an egg. Ukidei shelo yenana osa. And the concern is, if you touch the egg, you're going to move it. And therefore, even though it's true, touching mukta is okay, but touching mukta that's going to end up moving is called moving mukta. Avodover she'eno misnadne la'idei anigia. But something that would not move by you touching it, shari, that is allowed to be touched. That's the shita of the birhagola v'hagra. Ve'hivi ra'yilaza v'chein kasa b'darach achayim. Udelo kemogen avron v'taz. This is unlike the Shita of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, who hold, if you look at note 33, Shasovrim Sha'asa Liga B'Dovar Mukta Kishanagia Hilatzara Chadovar Mukta. They are more machmir. The Magen Avraham and the Taz hold that touching something that's mukta, when it's again letzarach ledavar hamukta, is not going to be allowed. Af kishein chash shema yozes hamukta idei negiyasa. Even though you're not going to move it, they hold it's aser. But again, we're passing over here, unlike that shita, and we're saying that you can put a kli that is mutter over a mukta item as long as you don't touch it when it's an item that if you touch it, it will move. If it's an item that when you touch it, it will not move, then it would not be a problem touching the mukta item, even though it is to benefit the mukta. Says the Mechaber Vaiter of Zion, Mito Shiyesh Aleha Mo'os, a bed that has on it money, O afilu ein aleha ata, or even if it doesn't have the money on it now, v'hoyu aleha ben hashmashos, but the bed had money on it during ben hashmashos, so aser l'taltula, it is aser to move the mita, the migu de iskatzoy l'ben hashmashos, iskatzoy l'kuyoma. Once it was mukta during ben hashmashos, because it had money on it, it becomes mukta for the whole Shabbos. The Rama says, "Vafilu l'tzarach gufo or l'tzarach makomo, the bed would not be allowed to be moved, even l'tzarach gufo or l'tzarach makomo." Says the Mechaber Vayter, "Vehu adin l'chol dvar heter shemunach olav iser." So too is the din by any dvar heter that has a dvar mukta on it, meaning anything that's considered a basis gets the same status as the mukta item that is on it, and that's why, as we'll see over here, the money on the bed, since the money is mukta machmas gufo, it cannot be moved. It's a gufo, it's a makomo. Therefore, the bed that became a basis to the money from before Shabbos also cannot be moved. It's a gufo, it's a makomo. But if the bed does not have on it right now money, and it also did not have money on it during Ben Hashmashos, you are allowed to move the bed, even if you designated the bed to place money there, and you used it to hold the money from before Shabbos. Since, even though you put the money on Friday, since you took the money off before Ben Hashmashos, so though you designated it as a bed to hold the money, and you used it already once to hold the money, L'maisa, we don't care about your machshava, it was not on during Ben Hashmashos, and therefore the Mechaber paskins, the bed does not become a basis. The Rama says, V'yesh osrim b'yichei lakach v'iniach b'hem af al pi shesilka mibod yom. So here the Rama brings a shita that is machmir, and they ask her, if you designated the bed for the money and you placed the money on the bed before Shabbos, even though you removed it from before Shabbos, it still will become aser. V'lochein aser v'taltel kishol mo'os. Therefore, one is not allowed to move a wallet, af al pi shahutzi ha-mo'os mimenu mibod yom. Since a wallet is designated for money, and it was used for money before Shabbos, you cannot move it on Shabbos, even though you removed the money from it from before Shabbos. Elo imkein aser b'maisa, unless you did to the wallet an action, shepsacho milamata, that you opened it up from the bottom, v'silkom nayichad, and you removed it from its designation, v'chein ohagin, and zok d'ramo, that is our minog. Mio, however, says the Rama, l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach makomo mutter. If you want to move that wallet, l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach makomo, that would be permissible, and we'll address that point in the Mishnah Berurah at length. V'chein b'kis ha'tofer b'beged, so to a pocket that is sewn into a garment, ho'il v'ikar ha'beged omed vilbol, since the ikar garment is omed to be worn, im hotzi ha'mos misham mutter lubosh ha'beged, as long as you took the money out from before Shabbos, you are allowed to wear that garment, even though you're wearing the kis with it, the kis batel etzlo, because the kis, that pocket, is considered nullified to the garment, and that will be mutter. That's where we will stop in the Rama for today's shir. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sifkatan Chav Gimel. We have the bed, Vahoyu Aleha Ben Hashmashos. You had money on the bedroom Ben Hashmashos. Umairi Shehiniyah Zakta Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about a case where you bedafka placed the money there. Di'i Bishachach, if you just forgot the money there, Halo Af Ba'odan Hamos Aleha Mutter L'Naron. We already learned earlier that if you left it there by accident, you forgot it there, then even when the money is there, it's not considered a basis, and you are allowed to shake out the bed to get the money off. The kol shekein shalonases hamita basis l'chol haShabbos, and certainly the bed would not become a basis for the entire Shabbos. Ukidel el b'simin shin tes sivdal, like we saw in the last simin in sivdal. Sivkatan chavdal afilu tzar gufo. So the Rama told us that in this case, when the bed was a basis to the money from before Shabbos, it can't be moved even the tzar gufo tzar makomo. The din ha basis ka'oso ha mukta shalav, like we spoke out, the din of a basis gets the din of the mukta that is on it. The kevan de mos have a mukta machmas gufo. Since money, as we know, is mukta machmas gufo, the asra afilu tzar gufo makomo, and you can't move it even the tzar gufo makomo, gam din ha mita kachu, the bed gets the same exact din. Sivkaton chafei v'yesh osrim b'yichei l'kach. This was the more machmir shita of the Rama after the Mechaber told us. But if the bed was designated for money and used for money, as long as you took it off from before Shabbos, it's mutter. The Rama brought a yesh osrim and said, oh, if it was designated for money and used for money, even though you removed it from before Shabbos, it is going to be usher. Tamo, his reasoning is, tohu griya mishar klisha malato l'isser. This is worse than a regular case of a klisha malato l'isser. Kevan sheyichada behed yelozeh, since you designated it explicitly for this purpose. So mistama miyached lo mokom, so istama, we have to assume that you designated for it a place. And your makbid not to make use of this bed for anything except for this purpose. But if you never used it to place the money on at all, all you did was a designation, then of course the shem muktza would not go upon it. Because just a designation alone is not considered anything. So we're talking about you made a designation and it was already used one time. Therefore we view it as if it is muktza machmas l'sarin kis, because we assume you're not going to use it for anything else. Kain kasu ha-poskim, so writes the poskim. V'kasu ha-magen Avram, says the Magen Avram, ulefiza, according to this, afil l'tzar gufo mukam oaser, if it's really going to be considered muktza machmas l'sar and kis, so how could you say that it's going to be allowed to be moved, l'tzar gufo mukam o'lechor, it should be oaser, even l'tzar gufo l'tzar mukam o'lech, like anything else that's muktza machmas l'sar and kis. V'nishar b'teima al haramah, and he leads off in a wonder on the Ramah, shekosa b'shita zo, who writes, according to this opinion, l'tzar gufo mukam o'mutter, that according to this opinion, l'tzar gufo l'tzar mukam is mutter. The Lesa, that's not true. The Hevi Rayos Lazen, the Magen Avraham brings Rayos to this. The Chemba Prisha Ubir Hagra Maskim Ledvarov, and the Prisha and the Gra also agree to the Magen Avraham. The Ein Mashakasadnu Lakameh, look what we'll see shortly, how to explain this Shita of the Ramah. Sikatan Chavav El Imkain Asa, we said the only way you could take it out from this designation is if you do a Maisa. Let's say you had the case of the wallet, you have to open up the wallet on the bottom so it no longer can carry the money. The Maisa Zo Mevatel HaMachshava DiYichud VaHaMaisa SheAsa Ba MiIkara. This Maisa that you're doing now is nullifying the Machshava you had of designation from the beginning, and the Maisa that you did from the beginning that you placed the money in SheNiyah Pamos, and therefore it will lose its status of a basis. Sivkaton chav zayin miu l'tzar gufo. This is that controversial line of the Ramah, where the Ramah said that if you had the designation from before Shabbos and you used it once to store money from before Shabbos, even if you removed it before Shabbos came in, it's still going to be usher. And we explained before that the pashtus of why it's going to be usher is because you designate it just for that use, you're not going to use it for anything else. And therefore it's muktza machmas l'sarin kis. But then the Ramah said, according to the Shita, it's going to be mutter to move it. L'tzar gufo, l'tzar makomo. So says the Mishabura in Sekotan Chav Zayin, Ayin Besif Kotan Chafei, Mashik Asadna B'Shem HaMagin Avram. Look what we just mentioned before in Sekotan Chafei, B'Shem HaMagin Avram, U'Sharei Achronim, Shatamu Alzeh, that they were wondering about the Shita of the Ramah. U'Svir Lu, and they held the Shita, Zoh, that according to the Shita, Asr B'chol Gavni, it's Asr to move it in any case, even l'tzar gufo, l'tzar makomo. U'Mikomokom L'dina Maskin B'Seif El Yerabah. But still, halacha l'maisa, the Yerabah agrees with the Magen Avraham, the afsha kis miyuchad l'mos, even though this wallet is designated for money, kol she'ein darko lahakbid l'haniyah bo dvarim acherim, so long that you're not makbid not to place in other items, einenu b'chlal muktzva machmas l'saran kis, it would not get that strict status of muktzva machmas l'saran kis, rak kistam klishim l'ato l'isser, it would just get a regular din of a klishim l'ato l'isser, v'shari l'tzar gufo Omakomo, and that's why it would be mutter to move it l'tzar gufo l'tzar omakomo. V'chein hiskin b'sefer beis meir ayin sham, so too writes the beis meir. And therefore they're explaining that if it wasn't a full 100% commitment only to use it for money, it would not become muktza machmas v'sar and kis. It would just be a regular case of klish matal isser, because you're using it for money, but you're also using it for other things, and that would be the understanding of the Ramah, why you would be allowed to move it according to the shita l'tzar gufo or l'tzar of makomo. Sivkaton chavches goes in the last case of the shirt that a person has with a pocket that is sewn in. So we said that you're allowed to move the garment even though the kiss is tougher to the beged, because the ikar garment is to be worn, and therefore as long as there was no money in the pocket when Shabbos came in, it was mutter, because the kiss, we said, is bottle to the garment. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton chavches da kiss bottle etzlo. Rotzalomer means to say vi alkein mutter lotzeis bo afibul lushes harabim. Therefore you'd be even allowed to wear this shirt out to a public domain on Shabbos. Velo amrinan dahakis have a masui, and we don't say that the pocket that's sewn into it is considered a load and carrying in the Rishon HaRabim. Od Kosov, he writes further, that afilu in nizbor lamala, even if you would hold in the discussion above, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, in the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, the Afla Tzarech Gufo Mekomo Aser, like the Magen Avraham, that it would be Aser Tzarech Gufo Tzarech Mekomo, Ukomo Shekasavnu B'Sivkotan Chavhei V'Chav Zayin, like we said above, in Sivkotan Chavhei V'Chav Zayin, Mekomo Kom Hocha, still over here in this case, Shori Litein B'Sol Chakis, you're allowed to place items inside the pocket, V'Lito Mimenu, and to take items out of the pocket, Tohachazinan D'Lo Kopir Alayu B'chol La'Nia Bogan Dvarim Acherim, because we see that a person is not makpid even during the week to place other items inside, and therefore for sure over here this would not get a din of any serious level iser, and therefore you would be allowed to put things in and take things out, and the pocket would be considered bottle to the garment. You could wear it outside, you could use it, put things inside, outside, it would not be a problem. We will stop here and continue with the rest of the Ramah in Mirtz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.